I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, it's Halloween. We're telling scary stories.
Okay.
This is scary. It's just breaking. I just found it. Headline, this is the number one state Americans want to move to the most. You can tell where I'm going with this, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Hits close to home, so to speak.
Yeah. Move Buddha tracks moves all over the country. It's a relocation tech company. They used proprietary data collected between 2020 through October 1st, 2025 to analyze moving trends all over the country, where people are leaving, where they're going to. Number one destination for the sixth year in a row. And this is Halloween. I know it's very scary. South Carolina. Mm-hmm. What can we do about this? Gotta be something we can do. You know, if you're listening from somewhere else, we just want you to know it really sucks here. Just so you know. Yeah. And you should know, you know, what it's really like here if you're one of my liberal trolls listening from another state. Lee, as you know, everyone has a shotgun rack. They do, all of us. Like even in a Honda Corolla, right? I mean, Honda Civic, yeah. Toyota Corolla, right? Yeah. Everybody's got a shotgun rack, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's terrible here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Maybe we can start a rumor like the whole thing about the Walmarts, you know, closing because of the SNAP benefits. We'll just say that the borders to South Carolina are closed.
They're closed. Yeah, it's totally.
We'll start a TikTok rumor.
Yeah, start a TikTok rumor. South Carolina, the most popular state to move to for the sixth year in a row. And movers have shown more than double the interest in moves in rather than moves out. So we're going to have to do something about this. This is not good. Not at all. Like, because my plan is just, you know, I'm going to move here and then close the doors after me, right?
That's right, yeah.
That's my plan. Right. I was a refugee from the People's Republic of Charlotte.
Well, you've served the people of South Carolina well, so we'll let you stay.
Well, thank you. I like to say, like, I'm a South Carolinian by marriage because my husband's people are from Clover.
Right. Yeah.
And they've been there since nobody remembers how long. Right. So, right. You know, I guess it's kind of like, you know, like if you marry an American when you're an immigrant.
Yes, something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. But people are just super enthused about South Carolina, unfortunately. And they say South Carolina benefits from this being a retiree state. And what a lot of people are doing, I've seen this in my own neighborhood, is that young people are moving here for the job opportunities,
right,
and the low cost of living. And they have their kids. And then, of course, grandpa and grandma follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, that is literally going on in my neighborhood. I've had two instances just in the last 2 years where, the guy got a new job somewhere else. And so when he moved, grandma and grandpa, who also lived in the neighborhood, sold their home too and moved too.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Yeah. So that's definitely a thing, but yeah, South Carolina, the most popular state to move to for the sixth year in a row. Now, I got to say, did you see the story this morning? See, this might cause some confusion for people moving here from like blue states. Did you see the guy who got arrested for ramming a police car with his car?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. This is not Chicago.
No.
Okay. You don't get to exercise your First Amendment rights by ramming the police car.
No, that's not going to end well.
No, it's not going to end well. And this whole idea of like, you can throw rocks and bricks and stuff at police. No, they will shoot you here.
Don't try that either. Yeah.
Right. And people will cheer for them, not you.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And no one will care that you are gone.
You know, you may even see some American flags that have a blue line on there as well. So, that should be your clue.
Maybe you should explain to them what that is, because they've probably never seen that
before.
Well,
that's supporting the blue.
Yes.
Law enforcement.
We back the blue.
Yes,
here.
I have one of those and do wear that out occasionally. Actually, we've even got comments about it.
Yeah, all positive, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So anyway, that was my scary story for today, how many people are moving. But yeah, and you know what I did? When I first moved here, man, we didn't really plot out where we were going to live. We just heard like, hey, move to Simpsonville.
Right.
Well, I didn't realize like my on-ramp to Greenville and everything upstate would be Woodruff Road.
Yeah.
That didn't sound like a bad idea, right?
Well, you know.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I think the traffic on Woodruff Road is like doubled since then, and you're just basically sitting in a logjam. So, and the idea, folks, too, that we can locate every single business in Five Forks, the idea that we can like just, you know what I'm saying? Like just they'll all fit there. That's just, no, that's not going to work.
I got to tell you, and I live between here and Anderson and spend some time going to Anderson because my wife's family is over in that area. And I got to tell you, the Anderson area has got the same situation going on. I mean, it's the traffic is ridiculous. I mean, I'm almost to the point where I'm ready to go back to the interstate to get to Anderson instead of the back roads that I usually take.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about you yesterday because, you know, we took my daughter to Clemson for a tour. It's one of the schools she's applying to.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm embarrassed to admit this. I've never been on the Clemson campus proper. Mm-hmm. I've been to Clemson, but I've never really, like, walked the campus. It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, my gosh.
Huge. There's so much activity going on. It's changed so much since when I was there. My kids have gone there and my wife was there. So it's changed a lot. You know, there is debate about whether or not that's for the better or not. But at any rate, yeah, but it's still a gorgeous campus and it's a wonderful place.
It sure is. And I was thinking about you because I was like, wow, Lee has a longer drive into work than I realized.
Yeah.
It was quite a ways, but it was a nice drive. And you're right, we saw a lot of traffic. I kind of had this sort of picture of, you know, that area being more rural than it is. But you're right, it's really picked up since I've last been there. So anyway, all right. So I promised the public scary story. So that's what we will do. Tico from Texas. Scary story. Hey, Tico.
Hey, and it's a wonderful show as usual. Happy All Hallows Eve. I'm not a real big Halloween fan, but you are brilliant and you're adorable and you have a great team. I love this guy that's with you every morning. I never can remember his name. The guy that you're talking to.
Lee.
The guy that's with you right now. Yes, of course. And this isn't a real scary story, but it's something that I used to tell on cruise ships. I used to perform on cruise ships. And we were parked and docked, ported in Morocco. And it's a kind of an industrial area. It's not an area where people just go out walking around, but I got lost. I got out of the taxi, took a wrong turn. I was heading toward the ship, and I heard a clunk, a thump. And I looked behind me, and it was a coffin out in the distance. It wasn't real close to me. I thought maybe it had fallen off of a cargo ship somehow. So I started walking toward the ship, and then a little while later, a few steps later, I heard another thump. And then it heard a thump, thump. And I looked back, and it was that same coffin. And I started to get a little concerned at that point. I wasn't sure what was going on. I thought somebody was inside the coffin, walking like a costume or something. And I kept heading toward the ship. And I was walking a little faster, and then I heard that clump, clump again. And it was starting to get faster as well. So I was getting nervous. I started to jog a little bit, and then it was coming after me, thump, thump, thump again. And then the lid started opening and closing, and there was something inside this coffin. Right as I was getting close to the ship, I was about to yell out to the quartermaster that they stand by the plank that goes into the ship. And that thing, I thought it was going to knock me right off the pier into the water. And I remembered I had a bottle of cough syrup in my backpack. I reached in the backpack, grabbed the cough syrup, threw it at the coffin, and the coffin stopped.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know. I would have contacted the authorities, right? Because maybe there's someone trapped in it or no?
The it's kind of a joke because it was cough syrup and it was a coffin chasing me. And when I threw the cough syrup at the coffin
stopped coughing. All right. Tico from Texas, you called me and waited all that time to do that. Are you serious?
Well, I love your show. And thanks. I think we both got here at the same time because when I was taking a friend of mine to the airport about 10 years ago, and I was searching around for radio stations, and I'm almost positive I had been here for about a week, and I'm almost positive it was you and that gentleman that was on the radio on well, it was 106.3 or something like that then. It wasn't 98.9. And I think it was your first day. I think I remember you and the gentleman saying that it was your first day on the radio. Wasn't that about 10 years ago?
Yeah, good memory. Almost 11, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
And you're great. Well, and we appreciate what you do. It's wonderful to hear you every... I try to catch you every morning, and you guys have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you so much, Tico, from Texas. Appreciate that. All right, we'll be right back with a serious, scary story. Tico, I knew I'd get one of those. All right. By the way, if you don't have time to call, that's cool. Text us. You can text us an abbreviated version of your scary story for Halloween to 905-0989. That's 800-905-0989.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.